It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Is fail fast slowing or going out of vogue? And two legal uses of data that sound invasive. This is the business of tech. Some interesting new dynamics in digital transformation. I'm quoting from Tech Republic. In 2020, more than one-third of companies at 36% expected digital to account for 75% or more of their revenue within 3 years. According to Closing the Acceleration Gap Toward Sustainable Digital Transformation Report by Workday, by 2021, only 13% of organizations said the same, a figure that aligns with pre-pandemic digital aspirations, 12% in 2019. Fewer businesses are adopting a fail-fast mentality, 53% in 2021, 77% in 2020, which suggests the culture of experimentation that gathered during the pandemic has lost momentum. The findings reveal that while finance, HR, and IT leaders recognize the importance of digital transformation, 55% said the demands of the business consistently or often outpace their digital strategy. As a result, the digital acceleration gap is widening, where businesses' needs are changing faster than the technology, processes, and culture required to keep pace. Why do we care? Is the fail-fast methodology slowing, or is this more a factor of coming into more uncertain economic times? I'm more inclined to think it's a second, with a bit more cautiousness with a combination of the pandemic leading into the post-pandemic inflation hangover. The big reason to care is aligning your approach with your customers. Let's note the have and have-not gap. Those embracing digital will continue to pull ahead, and the risk for those who remain overly cautious is that the gap may become insurmountable. That said, a massive change may not be the approach to use, and like all engagements, you'll need to customize to where they are. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, bought access to location data harvested from tens of millions of phones in the United States to perform an analysis of compliance with curfews, track patterns of people visiting K-12 schools, and specifically monitor the effectiveness of policy in the Navajo Nation, according to CDC documents obtained by Motherboard. The documents also show that although the CDC used COVID-19 as a reason to buy access to the data more quickly, it intended to use it for more general CDC purposes. The CDC used the data for monitoring curfews, with the documents saying that SafeGraph's data has been critical for ongoing response efforts such as hourly monitoring of activity in curfew zones or detailed counts of visits to participating pharmacies for vaccine monitoring. The documents date from 2021. Unrelated, NextGov has a report of the FBI also doing searches against citizens' data. Using Section 702, the approximate number of searches on U.S. citizens' electronic data was about 3.4 million, all without a warrant. This is from the 2021 Annual Statistical Transparency Report. Searches using provisions outlined in Section 702 cannot be levied against U.S. citizens and do not require warrants. What the most recent report reveals, however, was the number of queries the FBI conducted on U.S. citizens using information gathered from Section 702 acquired information obtained by the National Security Agency. Despite the large volume of searches the FBI conducted, the agency did not open an investigation related to a Section 702 query on a U.S. person. Why do we care? Without any specific data privacy laws, this is legal in the U.S. Upset? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and may the 4th be with you. Did you also know it's National Candied Orange Peel Day, National Orange Juice Day, and National Skilled Trades Day? I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.